Come Out by Michael Smith. For ye are the temple of the living God, as God has said, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Wherefore come out from among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you, and will be a father unto you, and ye shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty. 2 Corinthians 6:16-18. What a wonderful privilege and consolation to know that the Almighty God, the Creator of the universe, has promised to be our personal God and Father. He will dwell with us and walk with us. He is our refuge, our comfort, our strength, our victory over sin, and our glory. It is heartwarming to reflect on the blessings of God's people. But beyond reflection, are you experiencing the reality of being one of God's children? God's promise to be a father was conditional. I will receive you if you come out and be separate. I will receive you if you touch not the unclean thing. The world is full of people professing God the Father, but few are experiencing the reality of the power and glory of God. The reason for this is that many are not willing to separate themselves from the idols of this world. Many of the idols of 2,000 years ago have changed, but there are still idols in our society today. Things that people worship or give themselves over to are idols. Music, immodest dress, and sports, just to name a few. The scripture says to touch not. Too many professing saints of God are imbibing in things of the world that do not measure to the purity and holiness of the Word of God. God is calling for you to come out and be separate. One of the most deceptive idols is the idol of religion. People are worshiping religious groups, movements, and ministers more than God Himself. And I heard another voice from heaven saying, Come out of her, my people, that ye be not partakers of her sins, and that ye receive not of her plagues. Revelation 18:4. The call of this scripture is to come out of Babylon, which has become the habitation of devils, and the hold of every foul spirit, and a cage of every unclean and hateful bird. Revelation 18:2. Babylon denotes confusion and, in turn, deception. Babylon is inclusive of congregations where false doctrine is being taught, where man is exalted, and where man is trying to take the place of the Holy Spirit. There are people that one time had light and understanding on this truth that are today turning back to the defilement of Babylon. Come out of her, my people. This is still the cry of the Spirit in these last days. The Scripture teaches us that no man can serve two masters. We cannot and will not be God's people if we try to serve both God and mammon. God has called us to holiness and separation from the world and from religious confusion. God's people are a separate people. They live differently, act differently, and think differently. There are forces of the enemy at work amongst God's people trying to obliterate the come-out message. God is looking today for individuals and people to make a stand for truth that goes beyond theology and doctrine. The doctrine of holiness and separation from the world in Babylon must be a reality in our daily lives, or we're guilty of denying the call of God. Joining the church of your choice does not make one God's child. There must be a complete separation from the sin of the world in Babylon. Just because a body of people have the name Church of God over the door does not make them part of God's body. The word church in the Greek is ecclesia, which by definition means called out. God's true people are individuals who have responded to the call and come out of the world in Babylon and into Zion, where the Word and the Spirit have complete right of way. When we come out, we come in to the wonderful fellowship of God's true people. But even greater than that, we experience the reality of God the Father.